Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dean Jaruzicki with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunva Meditation Center Hamogyanma Dharmasa of the Yunva Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear two daily reminders from Supreme Matriarch Jigmang Nepop Sanam about relaying the Dharma to everyone. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jigmang Nepop Sanam. 11,643, April 25, 2024, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. The disciples, as stated in the sutras, believed, Buddha has given the Dharma speech for me alone. Sakyamuni Buddha's speech is actually the teaching of truth, meaning that everything comes from true speech. Hence, whether there are 10,000 people or just one person listening, we tend to think the narration is for us individually. Therefore, regardless of the kind of Dharma speech, when we listen to the Dharma with a sincere mind, we consider it to be most precious. By listening with a sincere mind, as though we have never heard it before, then the realizations we attain are like our own. Consequently, we become wiser and keep going on the path of truth until we finally become emancipated. To those who listen, learn and practice seriously, Sakyamuni Buddha says, all of you have attained freedom, and so because of that, you will benefit and receive protection and comfort. So, all of you now, go on the path of relaying the Dharma to everyone. When you go to a village, do not go with two people, always go alone, so that you can spread the Dharma to many people. Love everyone and strive to help them. For this reason, everyone is correct according to the facts and can deal with them with the correct explanation. For this reason, Sakyamuni Buddha's disciple Puruna went to another country and spread the Dharma to many people. He had all the endurance to overcome the obstacles and continued to relay Sakyamuni Buddha's teaching. He had many students and relayed the Dharma to everyone sincerely and meticulously until now. Therefore, all of you now listen to Buddha's teachings. Long ago, there was no media and all the news was disseminated by word of mouth, from lips to lips and feet to feet, amongst everyone. 2,600 years later, the news spreads faster now at an unprecedented speed. So, all of you can spread the Dharma, and therefore all of you who live in this century have a lot of luck. The truth is that just like nature has the four seasons, so gradually people's minds also change accordingly and come back to the truth. Hence, on that path, practitioners can proceed with their comfortable minds and transmit their tranquility to others. So, as all of you know, you have the utmost luck and actually live a life enriched with much virtue. Thank you very much, Jigmang Nepop Sanam. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepopsenim. 10173, April 16, 2020, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. Sometimes when we think about practicing seriously, when the mind is uncomfortable, then all kinds of illusions and delusions appear, which make the mind even more insecure. Simultaneously, we worry about ourselves and the future. However, it is not necessary to be so anxious. Furthermore, it is important to know that those of our Sangha members who own energy spiritual writing paintings can practice before them, for that will enable practitioners to discover their great personal purpose. Practicing before these spiritual paintings will make the mind secure and more at ease. When Nepopsenim paints these spiritual paintings, Nepopsenim's blessings and Buddha's energy embedded in each stroke. Thus, when this truth is realized, it can be said that the paintings become the richest treasures. A better life can then be lived and, according to the purpose of the painting, soon prosperity, good relationships, or good health can be achieved. The paintings have many purposes and benefit countries and the world as a whole. Therefore, the more we practice and take the painting preciously, the more we can realize the immeasurable value of these paintings. To illustrate, not only the paintings, but when someone creates anything most lovingly, sincerely and wholeheartedly, and gives it to others for their benefit, then those who own it can very often see and understand why they feel good. The more they think of the painting as precious, the greater will be the serenity and joy they enjoy. It is likewise with the energy paintings. Each brush stroke has embedded in it enormous benefits with untold blessings for others as well. Simultaneously, when Nepopsenim creates the paintings, Nepopsenim goes beyond discrimination and distinction, being fully submerged in the world of Buddha. However, according to individual karma and concepts of those who own the paintings, the vision is different while analyzing or visualizing these energy paintings. Even looking back some 10 or 20 years ago, it can be seen that the realization changes upon viewing the paintings. In fact, the awareness becomes deeper. According to the situation, the vision is enhanced with greater clarity and so, simultaneously, the precious value of these paintings can be better comprehended. To illustrate, when a tiger dies, it leaves its skin to benefit others. We see the same with Sukhamuni Buddha's teaching. After he went into Nirvana, he gave his teachings and sutras to sentient beings in order to give them many advantages to live life better. So at any time we depart from this world, we can leave behind something beneficial, which becomes a great treasure for all others. So the Nepopsenim deeply appreciate the three jewels of Buddha, the Absolute, the Truth, Dharma and Sangha, for having given the Nepopsenim the opportunity to leave something precious for all of you and the world. Over the past 26 years, we can see that the countries that have many paintings recover much faster when they face certain crises or difficulties. So, until the day Nepopsenim leaves, Nepopsenim will do Nepopsenim's best to give these treasures to all of you. Kamsahamida and thank you. Namo Kwanzeum Musal, Namo Sukamunibul, Chongak Myopop Yonva Kyong. Thank you very much, Jukang Dapopsanam. Thank you very much for listening and thank you very much, Jukang Dapopsanam. It is so important to spread the Dharma, even if it is just a sentence that we have understood. Through these daily reminders, Dapopsanam gives us the precious Dharma. And of course, through the beautiful energy paintings, which are magical in such a special way. I would like to tell you that there will be an exhibition of many jiklis of these paintings at the Hamburg Yonva Dharma Saal from November the 12th. On November the 22nd, there will be a special event of the Sangha with speeches by disciples of Jikwang Dapopsanam. You are cordially invited to take a bath in this wonderful energy and visit us. Have a nice week, yours in the Dharma, Gakdok.